Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Tawny Katane.
Yeah, this was sad to hear over the weekend. She died at her home in Newport Beach, California, Friday morning. Don't know cause of death yet. 59 years old. Now, you will remember her probably most as the old school video vixen in the Whitesnake videos. Here I go again, Still of the Night, and Is This Love?
Yep.
What kind of car was she dancing on?
I don't remember.
It was sporty, wasn't it?
Looking at the car.
That's what I was going to say. Was there a car in that video?
Yeah. It was red, wasn't it?
Sure.
And then she was in that movie with Tom Hanks, Bachelor Party.
Yep.
Oh.
And yeah. Witchboard. I saw that as well.
I don't remember Witchboard.
Oh, yeah.
You had to be a pretty big Tawny Katane fan probably to see that one, didn't you?
I was.
You were. And she was married to the singer of Whitesnake, David Coverdale, at the time that she starred in all of those videos. Before that, she dated Rat guitarist Robin Crosby and appeared on two of their album covers, including their breakout disc, Out of the Cellar. Remember Out of the Cellar? I owned that album. She was also in those two movies that you mentioned. And over the years, she struggled with substance abuse. Later in her career, she appeared on reality shows like The Surreal Life, Botched, and Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew. She was married to Angels pitcher Chuck Finley from 1997 to 2002. They had two daughters who confirmed their mother's passing on Instagram. Bowling for Soup paid tribute to Tawny's video career in their 2009 song 1985 with the line, "She was going to shake her ass on the hood of Whitesnake's car." The video ends with a woman copying Tawny's automotive antics.
I just remember that video from that one. Remember she did like the splits on the car.
Very flexible.
Yeah. I don't really remember much about her except for like when you brought up that movie. But I do remember that moment of like when we were younger and she did the splits on the car and everybody was like, whoa.
I would say the majority of men probably aged 40 to 65. Love her very much. Are very familiar with who Tawny Katane is.
Yeah, she's very popular.
With lots that of memories with the socks.
Yeah. Yeah. Big fans.
Play some Winger and Whitesnake later on the show.
Right. All right.
Well, here, you know what? We're going to take a break. A little bumper music here.
Rome just unveiled a new vending machine that makes hot pizza in 3 minutes.
Oh.
And if you buy a vending machine pizza in Rome, it also comes with a t-shirt that says, "Rob me, I'm not from here."
A New Jersey woman has filed a lawsuit against McDonald's claiming that a burger wrapper she was given was smeared with excrement. In fairness, she ordered the number 2.
It was announced that Verizon will sell AOL and Yahoo, I assume, to the year 1998. A new report also shows that CVS is responsible for half of all unused vaccine shots in the nation. CVS is also responsible for half of the nation's room temperature White Claw.
Peloton finally recalling 126,000 of these treadmills. Apparently they're dangerous to small children who can get sucked into them. And also to parents because they create the illusion you can run away. And we don't want that.
All right, 640, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Weather-wise, cold start in the 30s. Then a mix of sun and clouds later. We'll see a high around 60 right now, 38 at Q102.
Okay, so did the Kentucky Derby winner cheat? The finish is in question. Medina Spirit failed a drug test. The horse tested positive for betamethasone. That's a steroid, and they inject it into the joints to reduce pain and swelling. If he fails the second test, he can be stripped of his title, and the runner-up, Mandaloon, will be declared the winner. So Medina Spirit's trainer, Bob Baffert, says something doesn't add up. He said, "I was totally shocked when I heard this news. The last thing I wanted to do was something that would jeopardize the greatest sport."
I got a call from Jimmy Barnes. I was headed to the airport. He said he had some horrible news for me, that he'd just been served by the Kentucky Race Commission that Medina Spirit, our Derby horse, had tested positive for betamethasone. Betamethasone, even though it's an allowed therapeutic medication, we did not give it. Medina Spirit has never been treated with betamethasone. Yesterday, I got the biggest gut punch in racing for something that I didn't do. and this is really disturbing. It's an injustice to the horse. I don't know what's going on in racing right now, but there's something not right.
There's your denial.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think it's possible that, you know, that kind of sabotage goes on?
Yes,
sure.
I do. I mean, I think it's possible, but I also think that he has been accused of this multiple times. Like, you know, is it happening?
Where's
you know,
there smoke, there's
yes,
fire
that's what
thing?
It feels yeah. like to me.
This was someone who had a clean record. That might be one thing.
Yeah, like it just feels kind of like smoke and fire. But I did look it up because we were talking about it in our Facebook Live video. If they do make that horse what did you say? Mandalonian? Is that how you say it?
Mandaloon.
If they come in first, it doesn't matter. All bets are final when it comes to the racing. It says once a race is official, the betting results are final, regardless of what happens after the fact.
Hmm.
Well, Churchill Downs has suspended Baffert from entering other horses there. The Preakness Stakes goes down this Saturday. Have not decided if they're going to let Medina Spirit run. I mean, horse racing does have a really serious doping problem, and Baffert has faced, we're talking dozens of allegations, mm-hmm. not just one or two, we're talking dozens. And Medina Spirit is in jeopardy of becoming only the third horse in the 147-year history of the Derby to be stripped of a victory.
Wow.
Yep.
All right. Well, in other E! News this morning, Elon Musk hosted Saturday Night Live, and strangely, it was not a disaster. Turns out it was actually pretty decent.
I'd first like to share with you my vision for the future. I believe in a renewable energy future. I believe that humanity must become a multi-planetary space-faring civilization. Those seem like exciting goals, don't they? Now, I think if I just posted that on Twitter, I'd be fine. But I also write things like 69 days after 420, again, haha. No, I thought it was funny. That's why I wrote ha-ha at the end. Look, I know I sometimes say or post strange things, but that's just how my brain works. To anyone I've offended, I just want to say I reinvented electric cars and I'm sending people to Mars in a rocket ship. Did you think I was also going to be a chill, normal dude?
Makes a good point there.
Mm-hmm.
What else did he say? He said that he was making history as the first guest, I guess, that he is the first show host to host SNL who has Asperger's syndrome.
I'm actually making history tonight as the first person with Asperger's to host SNL. Or at least the first to admit it. So I won't make a lot of eye contact with the cast tonight. But all right, I'm pretty good at running human in emulation mode.
Yeah, it's actually good that he qualified that because he's not the first. Former SNL cast member Dan Aykroyd revealed in 2013 that he has Asperger's, and he'd hosted a decade earlier in 2003. So during the show, Elon appeared on Weekend Update to explain what exactly Dogecoin is.
Dogecoin.
Of course, by the end of the bit, I guess they basically got him to admit that it's kind of a hustle.
Another thing people want to know is, what was I like as a kid? Ask my mother, who's here tonight.
I love you very much.
I love you too, Mom.
And I'm excited for my Mother's Day gift. I just hope it's not Dogecoin.
It is. Prices have been soaring for cryptos like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and especially Dogecoin.
Oh, right. Now, what is Dogecoin?
Well, it actually started as a joke based on an internet meme, but now it's taken off in a very real way.
Okay, but what is Dogecoin?
I keep telling you, it's a cryptocurrency you can trade for conventional money.
Oh, so it's a hustle.
Yeah, it's a hustle.
I just say that, man.
Interestingly enough, in the real world, Dogecoin's value actually plummeted during the show. It's hard to say that he was the cause, though, but that was interesting. The standout sketch had to be Chad on Mars, but that, a lot of people are saying, was mainly because Pete Davidson did a great job at it with an assist from musical guest Miley Cyrus. And I think the only other clip I have here is Elon Musk wants everyone to know that he doesn't smoke pot on podcasts all the time.
Now, a lot of times, people are reduced to the dumbest thing they ever did. Like one time I smoked weed on Joe Rogan's podcast. And now all the time I hear Elon Musk, all he ever does is smoke weed on podcasts. Like I go from podcast to podcast, lighting up joints. It happened once. It's like reducing O.J. Simpson to murderer. That was one time. Fun fact, O.J. also hosted this show in 79. And again, in 96, killed both times.
I wonder, you know, how he felt about it. Like, did he enjoy it? Did he have fun? Did it ignite something in him? Did it make him want to do it again? Yeah. Or did he walk away from that saying, okay, glad I did it, never doing that again?
Over it.
Yeah.
Over it. This is kind of, there's a list. I have a list. There are a lot of lists today for some reason. But here is a list of some wild celebrity facts that might actually be true. Like, did you know Whoopi Goldberg's real name is actually Karen Johnson, but she passed gas so often that people kept saying she was like a whoopee cushion, so she changed her name.
That's real?
What?
That's real.
No way.
Are you kidding me?
You might have a clip of Whoopi actually telling this story.
I don't think I've ever heard that. Like, I knew that her name was, some boring regular name, I didn't know that there was an actual story there.
Yeah. We had a small theater in San Diego called the San Diego Rep. And it was that big, and there was no backstage. And so if you had to let it go, you had to let it go.
Oh, that's funny.
And so people would say, you're like a whoopee cushion. And so I was whoopee cushion.
That's
and
hilarious.
Whoopee cushion.
That's
and then my mom
cushion.
Said, you know, I don't know if anybody's going to take you seriously being called whoopee cushion. And I said to her, oh, great namer of the stars. What should I use? She said, well, you might as well use one of the family names. Use Goldberg, see what happens.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So Betty White is actually older than sliced bread. Betty is 99. Born in 1922, the first pre-sliced loaf of bread was sold in 1928.
Oh, look at that.
Guy Fieri's real name is actually Guy Fieri, and he's first cousins with Prince William and Harry. That was false. His real name is Guy Fieri, but he's not first cousins with William and Harry.
Oh,
that
I
is
see.
A rumor that's kind of
floating
around out there.
I was going to ask you how they were even related.
That's funny.
Megan Mullally was fired from her role in Finding Nemo for refusing to do her high-pitched Karen Walker voice from Will and Grace.
Oh, they wanted that voice.
She said that she was originally told she could do any voice she wanted, but they later insisted she do the Karen voice, and she didn't want to do it.
Hmm.
Benedict Cumberbatch was abducted by several men with guns while filming a TV show in South Africa.
What?
2005.
I just saw him, by the way, in The Courier. He's excellent. That's a great movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was filming the miniseries To the Ends of the Earth in South Africa, and that really did happen. Dang, that's scary.
Crazy.
Jeremy Renner was a makeup artist before he became an actor, and he loved the job. Michelle Pfeiffer was literally vacuum sealed into her Catwoman costume while shooting Batman Returns. She says it's one of the most uncomfortable things she's ever done. And how about this? Bryan Cranston was the lead suspect in a giant murder investigation.
Oh, geez.
Somebody killed the chef at a restaurant where he worked, and for a short time, he was a suspect.
Whoa!
Now, obviously got cleared, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They find the real killer, I
would guess so. If he was cleared, I'm assuming they found somebody else.
Those are pretty interesting stories, Jed.
Well, I didn't know that Jeremy Renner, because I had heard him talk about it before.
Yeah.
But all these other ones.
Yeah. Hmm. And do you ever wonder, like, how some stars get discovered?
Yeah.
All right. Jennifer Lawrence discovered as a 14-year-old while vacationing in New York City with her family. A scout for a modeling company spotted her, and by the end of the summer, she was cast in a TV pilot.
Look at that.
Chris Pratt was discovered by Tommy Chong's daughter, Ray Dawn, while waiting tables at the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company.
Discovered. So what did she do?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Charlie Hunnam, who is one of my top three, got discovered because he went drunk Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve. And while he was out, he blew a kiss to an older woman. She was a production manager and asked him if he'd considered acting.
Wow.
And then Charlize Theron, struggling to pay the rent. One day at a bank, she was going crazy on a teller because they refused to cash her out-of-state check. The guy behind her gave her his card. He was a talent manager.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
There's still hope for all of us, guys. We just don't know who's going to spot where we're going to be.
Undiscovered.
And yeah. Who's going to spot us where doing something, right?
Yeah, you think Elon Musk ever imagined he'd be hosting SNL?
Right.
I mean, come on.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.